10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to a Trending Topics Network presentation of Tunes Game Time for Monday, August. It's already August 3rd, 2015. My name is Brian, and on this week's show, I apologize a lot, and a whole bunch of other stuff, because there's a lot of different things going on in the news, but this is going to be a very brief episode. First, let's just start with the apology right off the top of the bat. A lot has been going on here at Toon Studios East that has kind of kept me away from a microphone. Kind of the end of summer kind of thing, midsummer, lots of stuff going on. Particularly this past weekend, actually participating in the Hockey Kicks Cancer Charity Kickball Tournament with all my friends from PensInitiative.com, for which I contribute. Really a blast. If you've not heard of HockeyKicksCancer.com, we've mentioned it here on the show before. You need to check that out. HockeyKicksCancer.com is the easiest way to get there. If not, just go to Toonshow.com. I have a link right down in the very middle of the page. If you just scroll down, you'll see the logo there. Just click on it. Cancer sucks, as you all well know. And my friend Stevie, I actually started this charity, I believe, 4 years ago. It's just a charity kickball tournament. You go and you get to be kids again and wake up really sore the next day realizing just how old you've become. But either way, it was a blast. I thank her for the opportunity to allow us to do that sort of thing, and also thank her for her efforts in raising money to fund cancer research. Please check that out. But either way, that's part of what's kept me busy over the past several weeks. So if you are a regular listener to the show, if you're new to the show, I apologize and welcome you back. I will do better over the next several weeks, as honestly, I don't see a whole lot besides getting the kids ready for school in my schedule coming up here. So hopefully that doesn't interfere too much with my ability to record. But either way, if you'd like to be a part of the show, because this will actually be a little bit of a makeup episode, since it is Monday, it's the week of GamesCon, so I'm not going to get too much into some of the bigger stories, per se. I will save that for this upcoming Saturday. So if you'd like to be a part of the show on Saturday or any other time, simply shoot us an email, toonshow.com, toonshow@gmail.com, rather. And also, since we are part of the Trending Topics Network, I encourage you all to visit trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find a show just about anything over there, particularly wrestling over the next couple of days. Rowdy Roddy Piper, which I've always struggled saying even since I was a little kid. Passing away this week, kind of sad. He was one of those people that you hated as a kid and you loved as you got older and really appreciated just what he did for the wrestling business. But that was the upsetting news. But either way, I'm sure they're going to be talking about it a lot this week on the Trending Topics Network. So go to TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Go to Toonshow.com, to where you can find links to the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, and also you can find a player that will play all the latest episodes from the Trending Topics Network right there on the page, right up in your face, but not too intrusive. Also, go to constructsnunchucks.com, that's ConstructsNunchucks, where Paul, Ryan, and Ian Insect all bring you some crazy stuff throughout the, you know, their weekly dose of hilarity, including Shit Your Pants, where they cover a lot of Japanese video games and just crazy Japanese culture. But be sure to do that. Also, go to iTunes, subscribe to the Trending Topics Network. Also, We have an all-new Tunes Show feed, so if you just want to listen to Tunes or Tunes Chucks or Tunes Game Time, and not so much the other stuff, and I understand, you know, you've got a busy schedule, maybe you listen to too many podcasts already, but if you're specifically interested in Tunes Shows, just go to iTunes and search for Tunes Show. All one word, TONSSHOW, just like you would search for anything else you could possibly need involving Tunes. Tunes Show is what you want to look for there. Also, be kind. Rate the network. Rate the Tunes Show feed. Give us 5 stars and stuff, because you like to give away stars for free. Because we unfortunately can't pay you, but it does help. We really appreciate it. But either way, there's a lot to cover this week, and so I'm going to kind of briefly get into it, because as I said, this is GamesCon week, and this Saturday we should have a lot more to talk about, as a number of stories will be breaking throughout the week, and I can't wait to get into each and every one of those with you this Saturday. So we're going to bust into the news with our first story of the day. So, Fallout 4 is on its way. Obviously, coming in November. The game is going to be huge, in case you didn't realize that yet. Not only has it been some 7 years since Fallout New Vegas came, or Fallout 3, rather. Fallout New Vegas kind of came out a little bit after that. But Bethesda's putting a ton of work into Fallout 4, and you can guarantee that it's going to be huge news breaking this week. That the game should be some 400 plus hours long if you complete every side mission in the story. So you figure a 40 hour work week, you're looking at 2.5 months if you put 40 hours in on that game a week, which I know as a parent I won't be able to do, so that game should keep me busy for, I don't know, a decade. Either way, that's exactly what we want out of games today, it seems. Is length and story, so long as everything is on the up and up. It also kind of, you can guarantee there's going to be glitches. Can we just get that out of the way right now? Fallout New Vegas was buggy as hell because of the sheer size of it. This game is so much bigger than Fallout New Vegas was, according to reports. And as is the case with any big project nowadays, you're going to end up with all kinds of different bugs and things like that. However, breaking news from Polygon today actually says that Prima Games, which everybody knows who's older than 20, is the leader, one of the leaders, along with Brady Games, of published guides for video games, strategy guides, has announced that they will actually be releasing a Fallout 4 strategy guide that is known as the Vault Dweller's Survival Guide, a collector's edition. Obviously, the internet has really cut into how many of these things are actually purchased and everything, and understandably so. If you can get the information for free, why wouldn't you? But this is going to be a 400-page book that has detailed maps, statistics on all the characters, really just about anything you could possibly need. It's a Prima official guide. If you'll recall, they actually did one for Skyrim. They did one, I mean, I think they've sold, according to Polygon, it says 3 million copies of guides for both Fallout and the Elder Scrolls franchise. So they know what they're doing over there at Prima. You can buy it either digitally or in a physical copy. Digitally, you're going to pay $9.99 for it, but no doubt there will be a Wiki Fallout, a Wikipedia Fallout thing. So you'll be able to get, I'm sure, all that information for free. But would you rather have it for free, which is nice, or would you rather drop the $30, $29.99, and get the really nice hardcover book? If you do a search for this thing, the hardcover book looks really nice. It's got that matte brown leather look with the vault actual symbol on the front. It just looks nice. It looks nice. It's straight from Bethesda. It has the Bethesda logo all nice on it. I'm thinking about getting it because it just looks good. I like things that look good, and I think that's one of the things. If they're going to put something out, if you make it look good, if you make it look not cheap and chintzy, I remember getting all the paperback ones all the time, and within a week, you'd have the thing, the binding would be all broke up, and the corner would be bent. This is a really nice hard copy, or hardcover copy. Just really fantastic. But more and more information is coming out about Fallout 4 as we actually move along. As we move close to that November release date, you got QuakeCon this past, actually right now, it's pretty much going on right now. They're just releasing more and more information, including the survival guide, but also another company that's actually releasing some Fallout 4 information, Loot Crate, who I desperately want to be a sponsor of our show. I would probably make it happen if I thought that others would actually do it and would support that way. I'm not sure. If you would, just let me know. But Loot Crate has announced that they will release a limited edition Fallout 4 crate that coincides with the game's release on November 10th. So if you're into Loot Crate and all the cool geek, gamer, culture, fun little stuff, they're going to be doing a specific Fallout 4 one. So they're not saying what's going to be in it. It's going to be a surprise. But if you are interested in it, Loot Crate actually costs around $14, I believe, a month, plus shipping, to where you get like toys and little trinkets and memorabilia and stuff like that from all kinds of games. I'm kind of miffed that I missed out on the Zelda one. But if you go to Polygon.com, they actually have a link, which I think there's a specific area that you can sign up for an alert for when it's time to actually order that specific Fallout 4 crate. So go ahead and do that. If you are interested in maybe getting Loot Crate and supporting this show, let me know, and I'll try to maybe set something up to where we can make that happen. I don't know if we can get any special deals for our listeners or not, but if I can, I want to do that, because Loot Crate is like one of those really fun things for geeks and nerds like myself. Not only are we finding out more information about Fallout 4 every single day, we're also finding out more and more information about Street Fighter V, including today. They announced that they've added Vega, but he looks and plays completely differently than he ever has before. Many people that I've fought with on Street Fighter, which isn't that many because I'm not a big Street Fighter guy, I'm a Mortal Kombat guy, which is kind of funny because in fighting games, you kind of are one or you are the other. But Vega, people would frustrate the crap out of me because he could just combo, 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 and he was so fast. So I don't think it was any surprise that they announced that Vega is going to be in the game. The big surprise, is the fact that he's going to be wearing a shirt this time around. And also he will have two different variations, styles, in which he fights, one with his famous claws and one without. So, you know, it's cool, I guess, if you're into Street Fighter. It's really cool. People like Vega. He's still going to have his mask, so if you're worried about that, don't worry about that. He's got his mask, but he's got the pirate shirt from Seinfeld on now, if you're familiar with that episode. Merely the fact that they can fight with two different styles, I do like that about what they're doing with Street Fighter. It's something that Mortal Kombat has utilized, and I love it. You are able to switch back and forth between the styles mid-match, I believe. So you'll be able to use his claw or without his claw, where you gain other moves, which is the way to do it. And you need different move sets for the different fighting styles, and that's one of those things that I think that Street Fighter fans, if they aren't familiar with some of the mid-franchise Mortal Kombats where they had the variation changes, the fighting style stances and changing and things like that with the different movesets and the different abilities. I think they're going to be really happy with it as long as Capcom actually pulls it off properly. And that's going to be the key. So be on the lookout for that. More and more information on Street Fighter V is actually being released, but you got to consider we're still, what, 5-6 months away from its release. It's slated for spring of 2016. That is a PlayStation exclusive and PC. It will never be released on Xbox One. So if you're into Xbox One and you want Street Fighter, sorry about your luck. You're just going to have to go with the PC on that game if you want it bad enough. But either way, for our final story of the afternoon, a Japanese report came out today saying that Konami, the troubled game developer, is a deeply unhappy workplace. And a report actually profiled by a Nikkei, which is the Japanese version of the New York Stock Exchange, basically. They came out and said that Konami is a workplace driven by suspicion and terrible morale. Not a big surprise, given all the bad publicity that has been coming out of Konami as of late. Some of the things that they said in their report was that workers are monitored by camera for all their movements. If developers are no longer considered useful, they'll move to mundane, menial tasks. It's a bizarre situation. You look at everything that Konami's been going through with the just its handling of the Kojima Productions, PT, Silent Hills, whatever you want to call it. Just the whole Metal Gear Solid 5, you've got all this thing that they removed all reference of Kojima Productions from Metal Gear Solid 5 now. Just one thing after another for Konami. One of our listeners and friends of the show, Old School Heel, he actually pointed out that he believes, and I tend to believe this because I never thought about it until you brought it up earlier this afternoon, but he believes that Konami is going to be making their way completely out of the video game industry solely because legalized gambling is becoming a major deal in Japan. And if Konami wants to get into the gambling market, and they're not going to have much time for video games. And maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. But you've got a lot of properties that belong to Konami that really people are going to miss in the video game industry if they decide to take that route to where they basically don't do anything. I mean, you're already seeing Metal Gear Solid, which is a huge franchise. You got games like Asphodel, which Old School Heel mentioned. You got the Castlevanias. You got so many different games out there that Konami is responsible for. Silent Hill, obviously, that whole franchise. A lot will actually be missing if they decide that that's the route they're going to take. And as of right now, you don't know how much politicking is involved with the Nikkei. I don't know much about Japanese politics or anything like that, but it doesn't look good. And it's just one PR black eye after one PR black eye after another PR black eye for Konami. And I just don't know what to make of it. No matter what your stance is on Konami's future, if they're going to succeed in the future, if they're going to change their mind at all, I think Metal Gear Solid 5 has to have a huge launch. They really need to figure out their direction. And maybe they already have that direction figured out. It's just none of the consumers know. And so we don't know if we're going to see just the next big company fall by the wayside. And that's unfortunate. The one good thing that could come out of it is when one door closes, there's always somebody there to fill the void. So we might see somebody else pop up and create something big and something that really fills that space in the hearts of many of us older gamers that Konami had. Maybe the next generation, it's time for them to have their Konami moment, their midway, their Sega, if you will. So who knows? It's going to be one of those touchy situations that I'm sure that we'll hear more about. If you'd like to talk to either me or even Old School Heel, hit us up on Twitter. You can find him at Old School Heel, Old School Heel _ on Twitter. Really great point brought up by him. Thanks for that. And that's going to do it for the news, but I have one more thing to go over before next Saturday's Toons Game Time. And that would be this. Last week, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago maybe, I asked everybody to send us their list from A to Z of different video games that start with each of those letters. I got a lot of awesome, awesome responses, first off, and I'm not going to be able to go through all of them, because frankly, everybody who responded sent me such a variety of games, and I do want to keep this episode sort of short, especially since I can't seem to talk this evening, but I did want to touch on some of them, because, I mean, it was just awesome, some of the responses I got. Games that I couldn't even remember until I saw them. 1942 dominated the number one in the numbers category, and rightfully so. It was a pretty decent game, and probably one of the more popular numbers games. I also got one for Seventh Saga, which was pretty awesome, because I'd totally forgotten about that one. Under the A's, not a single A game was actually repeated, which was kind of cool. Everything from Adventures of Bayou Billy to Assassin's Creed to Alan Wake. I mean, everybody just sent me something different. Under the B's, Bubble Bobble, which was flat out a fun game, actually made my list as well. it's one of those weird games that it's just fun. And maybe it was because of how old I was at the time. But yeah, I mean, Bubble Bobble was fun, and it is what it is. Under C, you got, obviously, Contra. Contra had to make that list. There's where your Konami code came from, basically, where it was absolutely 100% necessary to have that code at hand. Also, the Castlevania series made an appearance in the C's as well. Under the D's, you got the Double Dragons, Donkey Kong Country, Dead or Alive, Duck Hunt. So many good D games. Under E, it was kind of funny because it was pretty much dominated by both Excitebike and Earthworm Jim. Two very different games. There was also an Eternal Sonata, which was a fantastic game. If you've played that, then you know what I'm talking about. If not, there's a retro game store near you, no doubt. Go out and give it a shot. Final Fantasy and Fallout dominated the F's. Under the G's, you've got great games. Gears of War dominated that one for the most part. You've got a God of War Gauntlet. GoldenEye, of course. Anybody who's anybody that lived through the time, the golden age, really, of video games, is all too familiar with GoldenEye. Under the H's, you've got Half-Life. So many great games, and I'd be remiss to try to touch on all of them here, so I'm not going to try to do that. I just want everybody to know how fantastic it was to see some of your responses, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to fill it out on an actual blog post. I'm going to reveal all these responses in my blog post at some point throughout this week. I have some overtime coming up that I'm going to have to do this week, so it might be Thursday, might be Friday before I'm able to get that up. But I'd be remiss if I didn't try to include all the responses for all the different games. I'm also going to feature my responses with a brief little write-up on my thoughts. If you want to share your thoughts as well, by all means, hit me up at toonshow@gmail.com or on Twitter with the new hashtag ToonsGT. So Toons game time. That's going to do it for this week's show, though. Saturday, I will be recording sometime in the afternoon. I'm going to try to do an afternoon recording of the show. So if you are interested, hit me up, toonshow@gmail.com, on Twitter, @toonsbrian, which is how you can find me specifically. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, where you can facebook.com/toonshow. All that fun stuff. Just let me know if you want to be on. We're going to be on Skype. The account is toonshow. A recording, I'm going to guess, around 5 or 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on Saturday, where I'll be able to get myself caught up on GamesCon and all that fun stuff. So we're going to talk a lot about that. We're going to go over the releases for the week, as well as anything that you send me from that point forward. In the meantime, I want to thank you for listening on this short, kind of choppy episode of Toons Game Time right here on the Trending Topics Network, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, ToonShow.com, ConstructsNunchucks.com.